Okay, Karakemach Sukkah. A lot here. We'll see how much we'll be able to do today, tomorrow. Basukos teishu shivas yamim, the pasuk in Pashas Emor. Basukos teishu shivas yamim, kol ha'ezach b'yisrael yitru basukos, davar yodua. Ki kol mitzvos shabbat Torah yesh ben nigla b'nister. It's a big yisod in Beinu B'chaya in many places. Torah has different dimensions to it, nigla and nister. Ha'nigla hu ha'chitzon. The most obvious idea, aspect, the kinds of things that you find in Sefer HaChinuch in Shor Shei HaMitzvah, the Moreh Nevuchim, Taimei HaMitzvahs that you find in many of the Rishonim, and some Achronim also, what you can look at in the mitzvah and see a benefit for the Guf, for the Emunah, for Yirah, Mitzad HaMidos HaMulos Shebehen Yishav HaRatzos, it makes society better. Then there's something else, HaNister, HaNister Hu HaPnimi. And that is more for the nefesh. That's not as obvious. Yesh bo teros ha-nefesh. Losis loschar, lahadir chelka, to strengthen its chelk, v'tagmula ba'olam ha-gmul. V'cheinah me-shlomo, now he's going to touch a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo Melch says the following. Shlomo v'shalom. Tepuchei zahav, b'maskios kesef, davar davor alofanav. By the way, that expression you find in Rashi and Chumash, those of you who are careful being Mavisedra and Rashi, you will commit Hashem the next cycle. Rashi says, my purpose in writing my Perush and Chumash is to liyashe pshuto shel mikra. Rashi quotes these four words, davar davar alofanav, each thing matched up to where it should be. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye Modi'anu, what's the meaning of this pasuk? Shat Torah, davar davar. Koma in kafu yeshbo, there's two parts. Pnimi v'chitzon. The himshu pnimi l'zahav. Now we have tapuche zahav maskios kesef. So the inner nister idea is like gold. V'chitzon, that's the more nigla aspect, himshu l'kesef. Zeus amar tapuche zahav maskios kesef. What's the pshat maskios kesef? Maskios kesef u'kli kesef minukav nekavim dakim. Maskios kesef means you have a vessel of silver that has thin holes. The holes are very tiny. You can't see through it. It's worthy to look at. It's very chashuv. And that's why it's called maskios. The targum v'yashkev. V'yashkev is to steer. V'istachi. So that's his paralleling the word maskios with the targum of v'yashkev. V'istachi. V'omnam. That's if you look not too carefully, because the holes are very thin. However, if you're going to look very carefully, you'll take a magnifying glass, you'll look, put your eyes right to that tiny hole, and you look through, then so on the surface, it's just the silver. And the holes are very small. Then if you really look carefully through those tiny holes, you'll see something even more than silver. You'll see gold. And that's what is the nister of the mitzvah. Like the pasuk says, Kikar v'lecha adavar. Yomar, ki also adavar, that davar, hu davur. It has a layer which is second to it. Kolom ha'inyanim kfulim. Heim zeh b'tol zeh, b'derach nigla v'nister. Kita puchei zahav, shehu ha'nister, as we said before, that's the gold. The maskios kesef, with the kesef that allows you to see through it, ki hu ha'nigla. Of course, there's something special about kesef as well. But then you have something even beyond. This is from Kuf Yutes. You know, you have the long Mizmor Ashis Mimederech. Every pasuk is 8 sukkim per letter. This is a famous mizmor, which is all shevach to Torah. In Gimel, one of the psukim, gal einai v'abita neflos mitoresacha. You have this as a pasuk that's quoted often by the Ramban, others have shown in the idea of the depth of Torah. U'masha amad davar davur, b'lashin yachid, davar, v'ayolom advarim divurim, plural, alofanehem, bolirmos, why does it say lashin yachid? There are many aspects to Torah that are nigla and nister. Bolirmos, ki ko Torah kua kishur echav yinechad. Another important idea. Torah is all one chativa achas. Everything is interconnected. That's why every letter of Torah is precise. some letters, some words on Mali, some on Chaser. Because everything is dependent on Torah. You know the Ramban, you probably learned this Ramban over Sukkot, over Shmita Atzeres, in his introduction to Chumash, talks about how the Torah has this dimension of being Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Ramban writes that if there's a mistake in something very, you know, seems like it doesn't make such a difference in terms of Pshat, but it really undermines everything, because the Torah is not just the Pash of Pshat of the words, but really there's all kinds of codes. And I don't mean the Torah codes, the Bible codes that you read about today. I mean, you know, something different. Like he quotes the Rashi in Sukkah Mem Hei that we say by Hoshanis, Aniva Ho Hoshiana. Those two words, Aniva Ho, are corresponding to two of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three psukim in Beshalach. The Rabban refers to this there in Hagdama. There are three psukim in Beshalach, all of which contain 72 letters. And those three psukim, if you line them up a certain way, the first and the third chronologically, sequentially, the way it appears, and the second pasuk in the reverse order, you can come up with 72 three-letter combinations, each of which is a Shem Hashem. If you take the first, you get Vav Hei Vav. And if you get the 37th, which is the second group, 36 and 36 is 72, then you get Aleph Nun Yud. Those are the two names. Rashi explains it there in the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Ramban makes reference to that as part of the Ramazim of Shmos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Chumash. So this is what he says here. Why the Lashon Tapuach as opposed to Pamon, a bell? Torah, we mentioned this in the other piece, in Rosh Hashanah. Torah has din and rachamim. Zehu, Torah shebechsav, Torah shebal peh. It's deriving and drawing its koach from Torah shebechsav. Zehu eish mimayim. That's the Torah shebal peh, meaning eish, which is din, from Torah shebechsav, which is mayim, which is rachamim. וזהו תפוחי זהב היוצא מתוך הכסף. ופני זה הזכיר תפוחי שהוא פרי כל המרוס. The different appearances. So it doesn't explain exactly what the meaning of תפוח in terms of מידס הדין is, but it means something, obviously, something deep here. ועוד אף שלפרש כי אם שהוא התורה לתפוח, כפי שהתפוח נוס אימפירי לסוף 50 יום. Okay, I don't know this in terms of botany, but he says, maybe it's a chazal like this. תפוח takes 50 days for the fruit to come out. V'chein ha'tor nitno l'sof chamishim yom l'guas mitzrayim. V'chein yisrael mekabli ha'tor nimshu tapuach shnema ketapuach batzi hayar and shir hashir. V'dosh uzal matapuach zeh piru kodem l'olav. So the fruit emerges before the leaf. Kach yisrael k'tibu nasu l'nishma. Okay, v'loshen ofanav ha'alef nosefes ka'alef ha'kadeach esroa al pirusho al panav. Ofanav is like panav, kolmar shnei panav, two dimensions. V'inei zeh derech ha'nevim, shem dab medivim derech mashal. Because there's the nigla and then there's the soul behind it. Just like these hidden golden apples, they're hidden by these silver vessels that have tiny holes that you can peer through and then get to the zahav. V'zeo mamar navi, chot chidah, mishol mashal. Halo hema, omrim li, halo mimshal, mishalim hu. Okay, gam shom melch, betchila sifro, am a mishri shomo, So then is the mashal, and then is the nister. Chazal say mashal adam shavan mena margolis mokam achoshach. You lost the gem in a dark place. Who yodeh shemargol is sham? You know the gem is there, but ain't kochel tziyam misham. Kein a roel, so you can't see it. Inehu motzia de psila. You have a wick, and then you can get it through that. Some string. Kach ha-mashal hazeh eno klom, ba-idei ha-mashal yotzi adam chachma gedol mefu'ara. Harei shem shiru dibei Torah l'choshach, ki im chashuchem u'mi she'eno b'vinam. If you don't understand it, it's choshach. Im shu ha-nister l'mangos ha-me'ir, v'zeh derech ha-talmud gam kem ha-agodas medrashim, shem dam derech mashal. If you look at typical agodas chazal, it's very hard to know what's going on. It's, you know, think about many gemaras that you've probably come across, like it's totally like, it sounds strange, right? That's because it's a mashal. Ramchal writes this as well in Maimar HaGadus. Chazal are malvish, they cloak very deep ideas, sometimes with mashal, the way people speak, sometimes just with strange, you know, remedies, whatever it is. And you look at Svarim, like the Mashab, and Yoyada, Ramchal, Maral, And you understand that Chazal trying to convey something much deeper. Sometimes they'll use popular adages, expressions. Sometimes they'll say whatever it is, but they're trying to convey other ideas. The Rav Dibem Derech Hanigav in the Stuk Digahaster and Yanim Hushal and Tan Mashal Machbas Vidam Mashal Metronisa. We're going to get out to Sukkah. Okay, that's a little much of background. Nechlau Mitzvah Satora. Shem b'derech nigla v'nister. Hu mitzvah sasukah, sheyesh ba nigla v'nister. Let's start with nigla. Yeah? You already have your hands full of that. Nigla hu apshat. What is pshat in the mitzvah of sukkah? Hu shakosim tziva usana basiyah sasukah. What is the lesson? Remez, lizman ha-midbar, shal yisrael mitutalim v'noim bo. Kaisa were in movement, wandering through the Midbar, by Eretzio Shmama, was desolate land. Lo mekom zeret ena v'gefen brimon. Ugoda malasanesa hu, the miracle of Kaiso's survival in the desert. Amar kasev hamalichecha b'midbar gadol v'anor nachasarach ve'akrav. Hu kiloshen hamod siacha me'eretz Mitzrayim, the one who did this miracle for you. Hu shanavi tzavach. That's what the navi says. Hamidbar yisi liYisrael Yirmiya. Fisha haya zikaron l'doros abayim v'leches am kaved. Anashim Anashim B'taf B'midbar Hu Asher Einat B'teva Ben Adam L'chios Bo Nepneze Kavat Har Mitzvah Zushu Asiyas HaSukah Zikaron L'osan Sukos Yasulen B'midbar. It sounds right now that he's going with the Pshat, the meaning of Sukos Mamish, and they survived in the Midbar. Could probably also work with the other sheet of Anane Kavot, but he's talking about the survival in the Midbar. Ba'alken Amar B'kan B'sukos Tev Shuvath Yomim U'man Yedur V'seichem. What is it? That you survived, Hashem took you and protected you and let you get through the Midbar for those years. See, he's going seemingly with the Pshat Sukkos Mamish. Should we do a little more? So that the remembrance of these miracles should be established in their hearts for generations to come. That's why at the beginning of Masay, the Torah goes through every place that Bnei Israel stayed in the Midbar. Who would believe it? Only those who saw it. The Ramban brings this as a reason. Shem the Ramban. The Efter Shiach Zivim Hashomea. So the person will hear and say, nah, couldn't be. The miracles were only then. They don't remain forever. Among the great miracles of the Torah, Amidas Yisrael Bamibar Arboim Shana. The Himatzi Bo Amon Mechoyom. See, some person asked, why do we only make a commemoration of the Nes of Anani Kavod? And what about the Nes of the Man? Rabbeinu Bachaya would say, no, it's all Bechal. And it was the Nes of Kiyum Kar Yisrael, Sitek Tzorchin, Bamidbar, and Shana. So we focus on the Anani Kavod or the Sukkos, but it really includes all the Nesim, including the Man. It sounds like Ufish Efshel Baldin, Lachlok. Somebody's going to argue, Vilafakvik Bedavazek, Moshe Mefakvik in Bishara Sipurim, Vyachshov. This is again what the Ramban quotes Bishim the Rambam. Yachshav Shamidasan Bamidbar Yakarov Minayishu. There they weren't in some far flung area. They were very close to civilization. Sheefshgol Adam Ramudbo. Ke'ilu Hamidbos Yeshochnim Behem Aravim Hayom, the nomads that he's living in his time. They managed because they weren't so far away from civilization. Oh, She'em Mekomos Sheefshgol Achos Blizrar Behem. You could plant, you could plow. Oh, you could find the edible herbs growing there. Maybe somehow that was the nature of the man to go down there. Again, apparently the Be'er Mayim is also part of the celebration of Sukkot, according to the Ben Machai. So maybe they had the teva of the water. Look at the places where they were. Sheyiru osam habayim v'yedu goldo amovis b'amod min ha'adam ba'osam mekomos arba'im shana. Nitnei ze atam hechrim Yeshua mishayibne yiricho l'olam. Similar thing we find while Yeshua make a cherem on anyone who rebuilt Yericho, Rios Hamofis Kayim Omid, that the miracle should remain for people to know later on. Shakomi Shiroa Chomel Hushokas Barat Yisbarlosh Enzet Chunas Binyan Sheneras. This is not normally how a thing collapses. A wall collapses. Now, when Nishka b'Mofes, it happened miraculously. Kachasav Rabbam b'seip etam sipra masotzia. So he quotes the Rabbam in Mor Nevuchim. Now, he continues. V'od yichol sipra masotz to'elis acheres. There's another benefit in the Torah going through the, telling us where they went in the Midbar, Kaisel in the Midbar. L'odia chazdi Hashem. This is what Rashi quotes, b'shem Moshe Adarshan, beginning of Parshas Maaseh, right? You think it was really bad? It wasn't as bad as it might appear. They were wandering, but it was a total of only 42 masos, and they were in one place for a lot of the time in Kadesh. He goes through Dafka, Olush, Fidim, Mibasinai, Kimasataiva, Haseros, Risma, Harekan, Yudalim, myself. Mirismi, Mimparets, Mimparets, Livna, Milivna, Livisa, Gay, Kalasa, Hashafer, Harada, Makelos, Tocha, Sarach, Miska, I'm sure everyone knows these in their sleep, I'm sure, right? Miska, Hashmona, yeah, Moseros, Nayakon, Choragidgod, Yatvasa, Avrona, Efyongaver, Midbatsini Kadesh, Horahor, Tzalmona, Punon, Ovos, Yevorim, Divon God, Amadubasoima, Hori Avorim, Arvos Moav. Eluhein, Nembeis, Masos, Vekuon Hayu Bein, Shana Rishona, Vishanach Rona, Hishnas Arboim. In other words, if you figure from the time of the Xeris Miraglim until the 40th year, you had really very few. Much of the tiltil was concentrated in the first year and the last year. Sharei b'shan rishon hocho yudal masos miram seis arisma shemisham mishalcha miraglim ve'achad nasu mechatzeros and ve'yismi achad ve'achnu brisma v'umi b'aparim v'nik risma shem v'ashanah shem miraglim shnei ma'itin chomeis v'chashon remia. So it's a lashon of v'ashanhara chitzi gibor shun gach v'yisam ches masos yochu achad misus aron yohara horad avas moav v'shnas hamem harecha beis nimtza. This is all the Rashi in the beginning of Masi. Nimsa. Shekoa meches shana lo nasu el chaf masos. From the 42 masos, so 38 of the years were only 20 journeys. The lamet ches shana elu, from these 38 years in between, machsisim hayulahem menucha bekadesh. So now, half of that time, they were in one place. Hushakasav yitesh bekadesh yam rabim. Vamo b'seda olam yitesh shana hamdu bekadesh. Rashi in Parshas Devarim. The amount of time that you were in the other travels, that's the amount of time that you were in one place called Kadesh. So how many years of the 40 years were they really wandering? From those middle 38 years, only 19 of them really were involved with Tiltul. And from that, you had 19 Masos, The point of all this is to teach us. This is what we should think about the Sukkot, according to Rishon. That it wasn't like the quote-unquote wandering Jew phenomenon. You don't know where you're going next and whatever. You're wandering. It's total chaos and it's not Mesudar. Like, you know, you're in no man's land and No, it was a different mahalach. It was totally anchored, even though the context was midbar, but it was not ketom and nebuchim. Bahayu misangimbo is a delight. You know, all around you, things are desolate and barren, and here you are in your little pocket of oneg. Bahayu lev day sipkam, you had all that you needed. Yosef min hashochnim beyishuv, more than people who lived in real. This is a beautiful idea. Think about a sukkah. Sukkah is a deres harai, right? And basically, you think that you're somehow mikupach. You feel like you have something less than people who dwell in palaces. And to the contrary, just like in the midbar, Kai Yisrael, they were living in a palace in the middle of the midbar. So what we're trying to say, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we feel connected, we feel grounded, we feel anchored, even in the Dira Sarai. That's kind of what he's saying. Kach Mashu Razal Mesheiricha Tor B'Sipa Masos Mashu Ma'adavadoma, and we think about Kari So's situation in the Midbar that way. L'melch Shei B'nol Cholav Ayim Alicha U'makam Rachok Re'aposer Sham Kim Shayu Chosin Hischol Avimona Ha'Masos Kulan. Okay, so the son was sick and he was taking him to on a journey to heal him, and he was showing him on the way back, this is where we were, Kan Yashavnu, Kanu Karnu, Kan Chashavta B'roshcha. All right, we'll stop here, and then we'll get tomorrow, hopefully, to the Nister as well, which he deals with as well along the way. Okay.